Here we are in Beshalach, and it's time to think a little bit about the Kriyas Yamsuf. What exactly happened there? What were the issues which were involved in Kriyas Yamsuf? The Midrashim all seem to hold that the Yam did not want to split. Here I'll read one Medrash in the Medrash Rabbe, that's in Chof Aleph Vov. V'ato horem es matcho. Lift up your Mate. Oma Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ato oimer li she'ekra es hayom, ve'ese es hayom yabosha? You'd want me to split the sea and make that there should be dry land? Vokseva shasamti choyl gevul yam, that only the choyl is the gevul yam, but otherwise the sea will go on and on and on and on and is not going to split. And part of your shvur, which you made by Masa Bereshis, that Masa Bereshis is going to be Kayam, implies that it's not going to split. There's a pasuk over there which you missed. Markasiv, Vayom Elohim Yikovu Hamayim, it's the Rebbeinu Shloilam, who said Yikovu Hamayim, so I gave the Mayim, the Koyach, to do what Mayim is supposed to do. But Anihu Shehisnesi Emoi, but I also made it tonight with this mortar, by the Bein HaShmoshes on Friday, Kach Hisnesi Mitchila, Shani Koyro, I made it tonight with the Yom, and I told him, look, although I say Yikovu HaMayim, but there's going to be a time where you are going to be split. Shneema Vayoshav Hayom Lifnois Boika Le'eson, no? And Le'eson, no, we can read, Le Kach Hisnesi, Le T'nai Shehisnesi Imo Mitchila. I made it tonight, Mimela, the Yam is going to split. V'yad Shoma Moshe LaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'holach L'Kroya Hayam. Moshe Rabbeinu listened to the Rabbi Nishlalem, and he went and he's going to split the sea. V'kivan Sheholach L'Kroya Es Hayam, L'Kibel Olav L'Hikora. The sea didn't want to split. Oma Loi Hayam V'Panecha Ani Nikra. You think you're going to make me split? Ani Godel Mimcho. I don't have to listen to you. Why? Sh'ani Nivreisi B'Shlishi. I was created on the third day of creation, the at nevresa b'shishi, and you were only created on the sixth day of creation. So I'm greater than you. Kiven sheshoma Moshe kach, when the Moshe heard that the Yam refused to split because it was pulling rank, it was saying, I belong to the third day, but you only belong to the sixth day. Holach v'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein hayam roitze lihikora, doesn't want to split, what shall I do? Ma osa kodesh baruch hu, nosan yaminoi al yaminoi shel Moshe. He put his right hand on the right hand of Moshe, shenema moilich li yamin Moshe, miyad ro la kodesh baruch hu. So when Moshe came, he had the yamin of the Rebbeinu Shalom supporting his yamin. So when the sea saw Moshe, he saw the Rebbeinu Shalom. Uborach, shenema, Hayom roh vayonas, ma roh, elo shroh lakadosh baruch hu, shenosan yad yeminoi al Moshe, v'lo yochol la'akev, elo borach miyad. Oh, Omer loy Moshe mipnei ma'ato b'reach, Omer loy hayom mipnei Elokei Yaakov, mipnei yirosa shel hakadosh baruch hu. Miyad kiven sheheri Moshe yodo al hayom, nivka shenema v'yiboku hamayim, and so on and so forth. So, what exactly was the Yam tining over there? What kind of argument is that? That since the sea was created on the third day, and Moshe Rabbeinu was, belongs to Adam, to the human race, and the human race was only created on the sixth day, so therefore the Yam is not mechuyev to listen to Bnei Adam. What can this medrash possibly mean? So I always think, I talked about it in one of my books, in the half strings and heart strings, the Sefer on Yerushalayim. I talk about it there, the idea that the Rebbeinu Shalom's creation of nature and the fact that the Rebbeinu Shalom made a tenai with nature, that when Klal Yisrael needs it, they're going to have to take a backseat and the things are going to go the way Moshe Rabbeinu, the way Klal Yisrael needs it. I think that that's analogous to the Indian of Mishpat and the Indian of equity. Let's talk a little bit about that, and then we'll get a little bit of a move-on of what's going on over here. There's a very famous Ran in the Droshes HaRan. The Droshes HaRan asks a question. There are psukim in Tanakh which indicate that the melech, the king, has a function in Mishpat. And the Ran wants to know, what do you need a king for? You have Bote Dinim, you have the Beis Din Shloisha, you have the Beis Din Shachov Gimel, you have the Sanhedrin HaGodol. What is left within the administration of justice, what is left for the king to do? So the Ran says a big aside, and the Ran says this, Be'erech. The Ran says that the function of the Shoftim, the Bote Dinim, is to judge the Din Torah. There's a Din Torah, and that Din isn't interested in who the litigants are, whether they're nice people, whether they're nasty people, whether they're strong people, whether they're weak people, whether they are abusive people or abused people. Mishpat is Mishpat. The halacha is what the halacha is. But the fact is that that kind of Mishpat, this unbending yesod, as I state in the Torah, v'nomar amen, and that's where it's going to be, it's going to lead to a lot of inequities. It's going to lead to very bad situations sometimes, because people are different. Lemaisa is that people are different. And that's what the Ran says in the Drosh HaSaran. Read you just this small passage. V'ein sofer ki b'chol echad min atzdodem yizdamnu shnei en yonim. Either of the litigants can have two issues with which they have to deal. Echad yichayev lahanish oisa ish kifi mishpat amiti. One issue is that the Torah says, you are chayiv, let's say that Bezin has decided that he's the one who's going to lose. So now, you have to be manishem according to the Mishpat HaMiti, but v'asheni, she'ein roi lahanishoy, kefi Mishpat Tzedek HaMiti, aval yichayiv lahanishoy, kefi tikkun Seder Medini, or kefi Tzorech Shor. Sometimes this clashes. The absolute, firm, unbending law can clash with a tikkun sefer medini. It's not what society needs, because by making the law absolute, so things are going to get messed up for this and that reason. Or kefid tzorech shor, things are different. Maybe the society, maybe the person, maybe Klal Yisrael, maybe the Rabbeinu Shlalom would be better off if the firm and absolute mishpat is not imposed. In English law, they call that equity. Just read to you, I quoted over there in a footnote, the idea of what equity is. It says, we quote from a law dictionary where the concept of equity is described in the following terms. It says, equity is a venerable group of rights and procedures to provide fairness unhampered by the narrow strictures of the law. The rules of equity arose in England where the strict limitation of common law would not solve all problems. So the king set up courts of chancery, in brackets equity, to provide remedies through the royal power. In other words, by the Geisha law, there is such a concept today in American courts. It's also, you don't have separate courts for it, but the idea is the same, that there is this concept of equity, that there's the koyach of malchus, which here in America, well, we don't have any royalty, but it's nevertheless vested in the judiciary. The idea that there is also wiggle room, that there is adjustments, that there are adjustments which can be made in Mishpat, which go connected the strict letter of the Torah. It's not the etzem what the Torah would be mechayev, but with the koyach of malchus, you can come along and you can say, look, the Mishpat HaMedini, the Tzorech HaMedini, or the Tzorech HaShor, the tikkun seder medini, like the Ran says, or kefi Tzorech HaShor, is mechayev that we don't apply the strict halacha. Zog the Heilige Ran, that is the function of the melech. That the function of the melech What if we ask? We've got Botei Dinim. So since we have Botei Dinim, what do you need the Melech for? What do you need the function of the Melech in Mishpat for? Zokteran, because the Dayan, his job is to Pashkin the Din Torah. You know what the Melech's Din is? The Melech's Din is to go against the Din Torah as a Tzorech Shah. That means that the Melech is there to make sure that the absolute din is not pregeya in inyonim, which are important and significant, and that therefore the Rebbeinu Shalom said there's a din of mishpat in the malchus, and that mishpat is not bound by the strict letter of the law as it is in the Torah. He can make adjustments. If you look in Yirmiyah, Perek 21, Pesukim 11 and 12, Ulebeis melech Yehuda shimud v'Hashem, Beis David koyam v'Hashem, Dinu lebeika mishpat, vatsilu gozel miyad oshek. Oh, what's your job? The mishpat that you are commanded to rule is lehatsil oshek miyad oshka. That's very different to what the Torah says by the Dayanim. Vatsave es shaktechem boesa hilema, shumaya ben achechem, shfatetem tzedek ben ishu ben ogum ben geroi, loisa kiru panim ba mishpat. Kakoton kagodol tishmon, loisa guru mipnei ish. No, don't worry about the gozel miyad oshuk, tzenish gefelech. That is the halacha. Comes again to Beis David and says, I want you also to be involved in the mishpat, vitzilo gozel miyad oshuk. That's what I want you to do. So that's the Moyle Gezach, that in the Pasha of Mishpat, we have the interacting functions of Dayan and Melech, that the Shofet is there to Paskin the Din Torah, and the Melech is there to, as a Hayroah Shor, judge when the Din Torah has to be adjusted to the Tzorach of the Tikkun Seder Medini and Kfi Tzorach. Sure. The emes is that I have a feeling that we're not talking about Rosh Hashanah now, we're getting towards Pesach, we're not getting towards Rosh Hashanah yet, but the emes is that it could very well be that the stress that we put on Melech during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Melech HaMishpat, HaMelech HaMishpat, the stress is as the Rebbeinu Shalom as Melech, and we go to the Rebbeinu Shalom because the Melech, the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to judge us. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin, and the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to judge us. And look what the Mayadik Zach is, that it's the Rebbeinu Shalom who's going to judge us, not the Shoiften who are going to judge us, because by the Shoifet we have very, very little chance of our personal matzav, of our trying our best, and sometimes not succeeding. The Shofet doesn't know any chachmas. You did this avera. Here's what the Torah says. This is the einish. We're lucky that on Rosh Hashanah, we go to the Melech, and we have recovered all of the din of the Melech, because we know that the Melech has a sum, he has a medicine, he has an etzer, which the Shofet doesn't have. The Shofet knows only the halacha. The Melech knows how to soften the halacha and to go keneged halacha, admittedly only as a tzorech shah, but there are tzorech shahs. The Melech understands, we need the Rebbeinu Shem to understand that sometimes we deserve a benefit of a doubt. We hope we do. We deserve that my efforts should be taken into account, even if in the end I did fail in this thing. Baruch Hashem, we function on Rosh Hashanah. We function with a Melech. That's the Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah. That's the Moyel Gezach. What's getting back to Kriyas Yamsuf? What's that got to do with Kriyas Yamsuf? So what did we see? We see also that Yam Tainet, that I was created on the third day, and you were only created on the sixth day. And Mimela, you have no rights, and I don't have to listen to you. What's going on over here? The Teretz is that until the sixth day, the nature was absolute. The laws of nature were absolute. And the Yam was perfectly right. The Yam said, listen, I was created on the third day. Ich weiß nicht, kein Chachmas von Kriyas Yamsev, I don't know about Klal Yisrael, I don't know about anything. On the third day there was no Klal Yisrael. There was only the Dvar Hashem, there was the Rebbein Yisraelim saying, Zol Zayin Yam, Yikavu Amayim. And Yikavu Amayim doesn't know anything about splitting seas. And Mimela, I'm not going to split for you. And you were created, you are this nuisance who came into the ordered world on the sixth day. I didn't ask for an Adam. What does the Adam come along? Because the Adam is a creature which is he crashes the gates. He's not invited into the world that I know. I know a world of absolute laws of nature, that the chicken is going to lay an egg, and the moon is going to control the tides. Everything is going to be per the yoke, the way the Rabbi Nishon said. No exceptions, no nothing. That is what the Yam said. I've come from the third day. I don't know anything about you. You come on the sixth day. You are not predictable. The Rebbe Nishon gives you bechira. The Rebbe Nishon says you can do wrong things and you can do right things. That's not something which I want to deal with, the Yam says. Because I don't owe my existence to you. I don't owe my existence to you because I was created on the third day. So therefore, what gave me on that you have such a cheshbon and such a cheshbon that you tried your best, you didn't try your best, you're in danger now, you're not bosses. I don't know from these things. So what did the Rebbein Shalom say? The Rebbein Shalom said, Moshe, you're going to do my shlichus. With my yamin, on your yamin, you're going to teach the Yam a lesson. Because the Yam can argue with you. He can't argue with me. He can't argue with me because I'm the Melech, I made the Yam. And since I'm the Melech and I made the Yam, if I come and I must... Now it's true, it's a Moedah de Gesach, what we learn from the fact, like this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, is that Piyosam, Piyaber, the various things were created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. What does that mean? The Rambam says all over. That means that the Rebbei Nishkolam would not interfere with Teva. You had to have a Tanai. Yoshev Hasam Hayom Le'esono. The Tanai. Without the Tanai, the fact is that the Rotson of the Rebbei Nishkolam is that nature should function as nature. So since nature should function as nature, so you can't interfere. But the Rebbein Shalom made the Tanai. The Rebbein Shalom said to the Yam, you are the Dayan. You are the one who knows laws. Just like there are laws of law, there are laws of nature. And you are the one who is coming to defend the law of nature. And you say the law of nature is going to be offended if I'm going to split. And I have no intention of offending him. What do I have to handle with Moshe Rabbeinu for? An interloper on the sixth day into this beautifully arranged teva where nothing is ever going to change. So the Rebbein Shalom said, you're right. But, you know, before the sixth day was over, you and I got together and we made it tonight. And I told you that you're right from your point of view, that the laws of nature are a very, very important law. But I want to tell you something. For me, the Rebbein Shalom, your Melech, I like Adam. I like Adam. His fallibility, his unpredictability, that sometimes he can be so bad, and sometimes he can be so good. And that's what I want. And that is the Yom HaShishi. Yeah, this Adam who's going to be Mekabel HaTorah, who's going to live a life of struggle. That is what I want. I don't want Malochim. I want Adams. And Mimele, I have to have a means. Just like Havdil Elif Abdullahs, they saw in England hundreds of years ago that you needed the courts of chancery, that law by itself cannot function in a human society. And you need to be able to adjust it with equity. I hold from that also. And therefore, when somebody comes with my holding his right hand, That means when the mark of Siyata Deshmaya, of doing the Shlichus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, is upon him, so then, with all your right cheshbonos, in the end you're going to be wrong and you're going to have to split. And what did the Yam do? He ran away. Because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants this. You know, that is really an answer which we can give. You know, there's so much, I think Afutna says in one of his Ma'amorim, that the final Yetzer Hara of the world is going to be the revolution against the concept of Bechira. Nowadays, we know that a lot of talk about that. It's in the press, it's all over, that the psychologists come along with these rayas and those rayas. The Revel today, many, many ways, is kaifer in the yesod of Bechira. Now the truth is that we also moider that Bechira has its limitations. Versteht sich allein, that a kid was born in a slum somewhere in the ghettos has less chance of growing into an Adam Godel than somebody who's born in a Rosh Yeshivish or Mishpacha. Our past does influence us, and the influences on our life as we were along the path of getting where we are today, there are millions of things which influence us and which put us into a position where maybe science has a point that L'chaira, the Bechira is very, very, very small if it exists altogether in a natural way. Oh, but what do we see from this Pasha? That there is such an Indian of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam putting his right hand onto Moshe Rabbeinu's right hand and saying, Afal Pichain, even if there is a law, I don't know whether there is, I'm not a scientist, but if there is, let's say there is some emes to that, but those who want to be moired in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, because of that emes, they're wrong. Because when we come with the Yad Hashem holding our hand and saying, Yankel, Meishele, you can do it. It goes against the nature. You have all these bad trends and all these ugly trends inside you. How can you cope with them? How can you function with them? I come with the hand of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam holding my hand, and I tell the scientist, and I tell whatever it is, run. I have the power. Tnai Hisna Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam made a tnai with nature that even if you would be right, and even if the ironclad laws of nature which said you cannot change, I got news for you, you can change. Just like the Yom had to learn that in spite of the fact that his whole being had been created based on the laws and on the immutable laws of nature, he had to learn that when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam comes holding Moshe Rabbeinu's hand, he has to run. So the same is true with everything else. What we have to do and what we have to learn to do is to try and be godly people, meaning being people whom the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants to put his yamin on our yamin and to help us crash into the orderly world of cause and effect, of laws of nature, and be able to crash in and to say, laws hin and laws her, I have Bechira, I can be Boicha Batoiv, because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Tnai Hisne in Maser Bereshis. So that is one of the Limudim which we can think about and perhaps develop when we think about Kriyas Yamsuf.